Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the point, man?
There's no reason. Here's my point, dude. There's no f***ing reason why these...
Yeah, Walter, what's your point?
Huh?
Walter, what is the point? Look, we all know who is at fault here. What the f*** are you talking about?
Huh? No, what the f*** are you... I'm not... We're talking about unchecked aggression here.
What the f*** is he talking
my
about?
My rug.
Forget Look, it, Donnie. You're out of your element.
Walter, the Chinaman who peed on my rug, don't give him a bill. So what the f*** are you talking about?
What the f*** are you talking about? The Chinaman is not the issue here, dude. I'm talking about drawing a line in the sand, dude. Across
right.
this line, you do not. Also, dude, Chinaman is not the preferred nomenclature. Asian American, please.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oops. Negative. How about you?
That would be me queuing up the wrong cut.
Little Freebird.
Get her done.
Get her done.
Freebird. No effing way.
Okay.
Not out of that beautiful Big Lebowski cut.
You're going to buy me.
Hold on a second. Besides,
sorry.
Aren't you like me now? Aren't you so trained? I got more Skynyrd on this disc. That,
I love Skynyrd.
When you hear this... You think of KFC now?
This is Dan Bill's Success Station.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Yeah. Sadly, yes.
This is just such a...
Have you heard the commercial enough now that this sounds like KFC?
Now, if you play You Got That Right, now we're talking.
Well, you're listening to the wrong show then, Mike.
Come on. Do I ever request songs? Do we have that?
I ain't got it, Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
I know a little...
Enjoy Luscious Jackson. That was the selection that I had planned to come out of the break with.
Is this?
Luscious Jackson.
That's nice ditty.
It's kind of an almost new song.
Yeah.
It's like 10 years old. Something like that.
Get ready for a comedy concussion with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, there it is. The comedy concussion. Well, what the hell? You want Skynyrd coming up, Mike?
A goody gumdrop.
Just for you and all your friends at Waffle House. Coming very soon.
Skynyrd's in my iPod.
This portion of the Don and Mike Show brought to you by Ford. Bold moves. Ford. Sponsoring Don and Mike Show on Westwood One. That's our show. Oh, I need just 30 seconds.
Okay.
Because I don't want to... piss off the good people at EA Sports.
Of course not.
Let me try something real fast. God, I wrote the phone number down. Jesus Christ. Hey, Rob, write down the new hotline number, will you please?
Yeah.
Write it down for me. Because Rob gave me the number, and I sent it to the people at EA Sports.
Right.
And I got a very pissy email from them saying that Tori Big Game Holt,
yes,
tried to call 5 times on Friday and tried to call twice yesterday.
Really?
And on the hotline, and I don't know if he was calling during commercials or what. See, I don't even have a phone in here to pick it up. I mean, literally, I don't have a handset.
Right. So we're dialing out right now.
So I'm going to call it now. Nobody pick it up. Just let me see where it rings.
Okay,
now I see it.
This is the hotline you're calling?
So that's it way down there?
That's right.
So would anybody in the other room be able to tell that it was ringing?
Yeah, but it's not got like a strobe light on it. It's just a flashing light like any other
line. So in essence...
So you might have thought that was a request line.
Yeah, well, I had no idea. I guess in essence what the guy from EA Sports is saying is correct, that Tori Holt could have called... And in theory, could have just like let it ring 100 times.
Could have been overlooked. Yeah.
Okay. Well, he sure am pissed.
Wow.
Tori's
mad. We don't want that.
Tori Holt sure am pissed.
Really?
Because he's a busy guy. He's got stuff to do.
Well, yeah, I don't blame him. I mean, especially if he's doing a lot of these promotions.
Trying to call the show now. Oh, I wrote. God, I'm stupid, Rob. I wrote the number down right there. See, once again, executive producer for myself. I wrote it down.
So if somebody. Shouldn't we have an indicator light if the hotline rings?
Mike, that's on the to-do list.
Wonderful.
Let me just say, to clear my conscience here, Madden 2007 is available August 22nd. Do yourself a favor and pre-order your copy from EA Sports.
Yes. I think it's overrated.
That's Mike speaking right there.
Yes.
That's
He's
Mike
alone.
Speaking.
Good game.
Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara speaking. Not me, certainly. Not me. All right. So, you know, I like getting those emails. You know, basically the guy writes to me like, you know, hey, Dick, you're a nobody. We picked you. And really, I should bring the thing. Well, no, I can't because it would maybe bust my relationship with him.
Yeah, you don't want
but
that.
It was like, in essence, the guy was saying, you're like the most unknown person that we've invited to play in this tournament.
Ouch.
And Tori Holt played against you, and we thought you had a good time. And then we called your show. We called five times on Friday. We called the business office. They said that you don't do the show from there anymore. We called the special number that you gave us. We called right. your cell phone number. You know, so I sent the guy an email back, like, you know, I'm an ass. We have promoted the game a lot. Can
yeah, we
Tori
promoted the game
call?
Beautifully. Yeah, so yeah. That's all they care about. We did what we were supposed to do.
All right, so that is that. Oh, listen to this.
Yes.
Hold on a second. You want to talk about big news. Everybody on the show has got to change their plans for this weekend.
Okay.
Because the Potomac Nationals, the minor league affiliate of your Washington Nationals,
uh-huh.
announce that Mike of the Don and Mike Show will sing the national anthem before the game this Saturday, July 29th, and
I haven't even had time to get nervous yet.
Mike will also throw out the first pitch before
wow.
the game.
Cool.
I didn't know that. I'm reading the press.
I didn't know that until
I just
read it.
I knew you were going to sing the anthem. I didn't
I
know
that,
that you're throwing out the ball.
I knew that.
Let me see.
What time is the game?
7:05.
Okay.
Against the Winston-Salem Warthogs.
Oh,
cool.
They're very good.
Now, here's what I was thinking about this. Mike's going to sing the national anthem. We're going to tape it, and we'll play it on the show on Monday.
Good.
It would be really nice if Mike had support of his friends and family. I think that we should all of us, go to the game, bring our chicks, you know, in the case of Rob, you can come stag.
Thank you.
Okay.
But I would also like to invite Tom and Dennis and Bob Mailman.
The whole family.
The whole family should be there.
Bring everybody out.
Yeah. No booing.
That's nice.
During the anthem.
Right.
No booing during the anthem.
Right.
I mean, once you're out there to throw the first pitch,
that,
I imagine
that depends completely on whether I throw it a strike to the catcher.
Well, I think either way, Robert the Mailman would probably boo you, but
yeah.
What, now, I'm picturing in my mind's eye, because we've been to that stadium before, right?
Isn't that where we played our Don and Mike Bowl?
Yeah, we played a charity softball game or two there before.
Right.
That's a real nice a minor league park.
I think it's Prince William County Stadium. Isn't that what it's called?
I think so. I'm imagining a section, you know, with the red, white, and blue bunting and everything.
Right. I've been just told it's Fitzner Stadium.
And there is one, hey, John?
Norman!
Hey, John.
Hi there.
If you have something to say, please say it to the class.
I'm sorry, I won't do that again.
John, don't pay any attention to him. I don't get any privileges on this show. Just whisper something in my ear if it's really, really important.
I love you, Mike.
Norman!
I heard that.
You heard that, too.
Yeah, we all heard that. But I think it would be great if we had a little area, like almost like when the dignitaries go to a game.
The dog pound?
Yeah, where they would get some bunting, some red, white, and blue bunting. Mm. I'll bring my girlfriend. Buzz and Marcia can come. John and Kelly can come. Hopefully Joe and Tracy can come. Rob can come.
Yeah.
And
Carla,
now the pressure's really on.
Carla can sit with us, and hopefully we'll get Tom and Dennis and Dennis. There's a name from the past. And Tom and Bob Mailman.
Sorry,
some
I
seats.
I'm really sorry.
What are you
I've been far too disappointed by Dennis in the last year.
Yeah, no, I think we misspoke there. You didn't really mean to say.
You don't
Dennis,
mean
did
to.
You?
He's not really. I mean, he's kind of been banned from the family for a while, hasn't he?
What if he came and brought Christmas presents?
I'd make an exception.
But he'd have to bring wrapped Christmas presents.
Wrapped
to
Christmas
the stadium,
presents. He can, get,
listen,
he can come.
He won't even call. He won't even call. Yeah. You know what? Let's just move up his spot. Let's give his spot officially to Homo Joe.
Homo Joe.
All right.
You
want
to ask Homo Joe to round out the threesome?
I think the more the merrier. I think the more the merrier, the more people we have there, the better.
And Joe
as far as, I mean, who's part of our extended family? I mean, I think you've mentioned everybody.
Joe can bring whatever guy it is.
Cheryl the Big Dyke.
He's dating, who's not currently beating him up and drowning his dog while. Well, he ties Joe to a pole with Saran wrap.
Right. That's right. There'll be none of that at the park.
No, there won't.
Oh, so you've requested the classic version, like the Robert Merrill Yankee Stadium attempt, as opposed to the like pop singing style,
can I hear,
which is really not
Can I hear a little of both?
All
Right. Please.
This is the one. Oh, say can you see by the... That's the Robert Merrill. Right.
Okay.
And then the other one would be, oh, say can you see...
What do you feel more comfortable with?
I feel like I ought to fake it a little bit to cover my nerves. So I think the Robert Merrill will get me through that. If I do the... You know, and you know, I can fake that sound. You know, being the a talented ape, I can do that. And that's the one I think that's going to be my go-to.
Okay.
Bill, no, I'm not going to sing it like Bill Devane.
Come on.
Oh, Shay, can you see, Jack? By the dawn's early light.
About like Charlie.
What so proud? No, I'm not going to.
Oh,
I
hey.
Believe. You know what? You know when you get into trouble? You know when you get into trouble? When you screw around with it. Roseanne demonstrated that,
yes.
And it was a lesson to
People
be learned. Or
like
if
that.
You forget the lyrics.
I just remembered something. Is Smart Charlie here today?
No. Now, Smart Charlie's not here today.
Oh, no.
No, Smart Charlie, Smart Charlie will be here tomorrow.
He comes and goes.
Smart Charlie will be here tomorrow.
Oh, he's not here today?
No, he's not. No.
Not even for just a moment?
No.
No, Don.
Smart Charlie have a Monday evening?
Yeah, no, just Smart Charlie's
not here.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We've been doing off the air.
I know. Yeah. You guys always do that.
Almost
to me.
Like flower. No, listen, he didn't know about it. I just had the thought. We were just talking about it. He said, have you sing like Devane? And I said, sing like Charlie. And that made me think. I've got written down here. As you
right.
can see, I wrote that down at home. Smart Charlie.
Smart Charlie. Damn it.
I've got it as
that's
a go to.
You know what? I'm not going to stay up late or get up early with the dog anymore.
I think he could just give us a taste of Smart Charlie.
All right, John, if you want Smart Charlie. Fine.
Hey, Charlie.
Stop it.
What happened to you?
What happened what?
You used to be, like, mildly retarded.
I don't like that word.
What word?
I don't like that word.
What, retarded?
Just leave me alone. Shut up, all of you. You've made me late already.
What's 4 times 4?
4 times 4 is 16.
Wow. What's 16 plus 16?
16 plus 16? Mike doesn't know math, Don.
32, Charlie.
A lightning strike cured me. Got a little piece of gray right up there right now.
Yeah, I see
what do
that.
You think of that, fellas? Everyone just chill out, all right? Just really chill out.
You want some pizza?
No.
Ice cream?
No. Fattening. Calories.
That's right.
What do you want, Charlie?
What I'd really like is to be left alone. I'd like to be left to my own devices.
What are
you laughing at?
Sorry, I just
amused Hippie me. Boy.
Yeah, sorry, Charlie.
My God, everybody's on Charlie.
No.
Well, I've got news for you. I'm not your silly, stupid man anymore. Well,
Charlie, you've changed.
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, you noticed that, hmm?
Yeah.
Oh,
remember how it used to be?
Aren't we smart, Rob? Oh,
where are your overalls you used to wear all the time?
Don't worry, I'm wearing a nice, lovely summer suit. Seersucker.
Nice suit.
And you like? Designer.
I've never
It's a designer suit.
I've never seen
something
you
might not be accustomed to in this room.
Never seen you in shoes before.
Shoes? These are not just shoes. These are Ferragamos.
Very handsome.
Watagamos?
Ferragamos.
Vince Ferragamo. He's playing for the L.A. Raiders.
You wouldn't know. I see your sartorial splendor.
Okay. What do you think your IQ is right now, Charlie?
Oh, 130, 135.
Right.
I suppose. I'm not really sure, though. Could get hit by lightning again.
Yes, anything can happen.
Then it would go right back down again.
And the other thing I've noticed off the air with Smart Charlie is that you
and
really...
And thank you for calling me Smart Charlie.
And the thing...
I'm sorry, Smart Charlie.
Right.
Not Smart Charlie. Smart Charlie. Ours are pronounced.
The thing I've noticed is that you really seem to hate Rob.
May I go soon? I have theater tickets. I'm at Wolf Trap this evening.
Oh, why is it that you seem, during the commercial breaks, Smart Charlie, to hate Rob so much? Rob used to be your best buddy.
Yeah. Rob is tedious, he's annoying, and I just want him to leave me alone. It's Charlie. Stop it, Rob.
But Charlie.
I insist, but Charlie, you're mocking me, and
remember,
your tone is mocking.
So many things I've taught you in the past.
No, stop, please.
I try to help
You're ridiculous. End of discussion. Talk to the hand.
What about when you've been cursing at him?
You incredible bastard.
Oh, Charlie.
F you.
Wow.
F you, fat ass.
That's the show I've been getting during the commercials.
Like F you, Rob. Constant. Leave alone. The Charlie man. Leave him alone. And F you.
Charlie, how do you feel about the conflict in the Mideast?
How do you feel about the conflict in the Mideast?
It's a serious question, Charlie.
There's nothing serious on this show. This show is filled with mockery. All the time. F both of you. Leave me alone.
Smart Charlie.
Please call me Charles. Not Charlie.
Charlie with a Y. How quaint and cute. C-H-A-R-L-E-S. Charles.
That's right.
You got it? You a-holes? Do you understand? It's a new Charlie.
I like this.
Your new Charlie is born.
You just wait till you get hit in the head again.
I'm going to put my fist down. I could hit myself in the head right now. With the bottle. Watch. It's this easy.
You don't want
okay.
to do that.
All right, go ahead.
Watch this. There I am.
Hey, there he
Pizza
is.
Pizza Time Theater. Charlie.
Hey, buddy.
Hi there. Hi, Rob.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Charles.
Hello there, Don.
How are you, Charles?
I don't know. I don't know, Don.
Do you want some pizza? You want some pizza?
I want some pizza. Big one. With sausages and extra cheese. And then we'll have ice cream and fun. I'm going to hit myself in the head again.
Okay.
Here we go. Bam! Screw all of you.
Oh.
Wow.
All right. Here we are. A study in contrast, wouldn't you agree?
I do agree.
Yes, sirree. Yes, the many sides of me. Complicated, yes, but I like it, too.
Thank you, smart Charlie.
Thank you very much, Don. And F you, Rob.
Oh, you.
Badass. Gotta go now. Gotta go. I'm getting my car detailed. My Cooper Mini. I bought a new one.
And you've grown your hair out as well. You don't have
the shaved head. No, not the shaved head anymore.
And when did you get the goatee?
The goatee is something that I developed a short time back.
It's very happening.
Well, I like it. I think it's a classic look. I'm really into the classics. Literature, clothing. I enjoy it. I really do.
Who is Bill Shakespeare?
Bill Shakespeare, well... Who doesn't know William Shakespeare? He's fantastic. I love all of his stuff. A Midsummer Night's Dream, probably my favorite. King Lear, there's a good one, too.
Do you like cartoons?
No. The Hobgoblin of Tiny Little Minds, cartoons. I don't like animated. I like some of the animated CGI efforts that are being made in Hollywood now. But I really don't care for cartoons per se. They're silly.
You're right.
Tonight, clubbing and maybe a little casual sex.
I'm well known,
don't you know?
Do you have regular sex with notable women?
I have regular sexual activities. I have desires. I have needs that must be made. Oh my!
Okay.
I've stayed too long. Okay.
Bye, smart Charlie.
Take care, Don.
Come on, Charlie.
Bye, fat ass.
Bye,
Charlie.
Did
I just hit myself in the head again?
Yeah.
Goodbye, boys.
Bye, Charlie.
I had my brother committed. Goodbye.
Was that the last bastion of smart Charlie?
Yes.
He might be back, though.
Might be back in another day.
Smart Charlie.
Jesus Christ.
Smart Charlie.
Like Wonderful it. Smart Charlie. Everybody have a good time. And I hear your fat-ass drunk partner's going to sing the anthem.
Yes, he is.
What a dummy.
Saturday night. Performance prior to July 29 game.
Mm.
Mike O'Mara of the popular nationally syndicated Don and Mike radio program will sing the national anthem on July 29 when the Potomac Nationals face the Winston-Salem Warthogs.
Please to be a dear and say that Stuang Stabilak sends his regrets.
We heard Mike say he wanted to sing the anthem before a game, Potomac Nationals general manager Bobby Holland said. So we called him. He's as excited as we are. In addition... Mike will also throw out the first pitch before the game.
What a foolish lark. Foolish lark. Publicity stunt, if you ask me. Don't you agree, Spiewak?
Why are you...
Shut up! You're an ass. You're a silly, tedious ass. I've got to go now.
Where to?
I don't know. So much to do, so little time.
Hey, Charlie?
Yes. I'm hungry and I gotta pee.
Okay, bye, Charlie.
Bye now.
See
you later. Goodbye, bye.
Thank you. That was on the fly, of course.
Yes, of course.
That was something we actually ad-libbed.
Mm-hmm.
We broke away from the script there, and boy, are the writers going
to
be pissed.
We have a script that's usually about 2.5 to 3 inches thick.
Really, though, Kat, at some point we've got to get together, do it on the air. Why waste time off the air doing show prep when you can do it on the air?
Right.
Exactly. We should really put the think tank together for our new soap opera, Meet the Farleys.
Yes.
Meet the Fartleys, right. Featuring Jim Fartley from WTOP and his wife and their children, their news gathering children, and of course they do everything on the eights.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know,
yeah. What I envision is
the Meet the Fartley segment each and every day when last is you as the narrator saying when last we met the Farleys, you know, and then
the
a little storyline, and then, you know, always punctuated by Mr. Fartley occasionally saying something like, you know, something that a nerd would say. That's how it would work. You know, I gotta go, brother. You know, it's time for me. You know, when last we checked the Fartleys, you know, and then the organ music.
I want a little red right wagon. I don't think so.
I can't do my work.
Well, that's how you start a cult. Is that what he says in A Mighty Wind?
Right. Yeah.
Is that how you establish a cult?
Right.
Is that how you establish a cult?
Comics Constant Companion.
Uh-huh. God, movies. That made me think, that's a good movie. Miami Vice looks like a crappy movie. Yes.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. However, I'm intrigued with Colin Farrell. I've seen him on all these TV shows, mm-hmm. and... God, I wish that I didn't have so much stuff going on in my house today, because I swear to Christ this morning at, what time they had him on, like 7:40, whatever time it was. He was with Matt Lauer. He dropped the S-bomb.
Wow.
On the Today Show.
Got through.
Hold on, Yanni, you got it?
Yeah, I saw a post on that on the site of which we do not speak.
Oh, really? On Rupert's site?
Yeah.
Well, if any of our listeners out there has it, I mean, it was.
Was it pretty good?
Here's how great it was. Same thing as on Letterman. He was on Letterman on Tuesday night.
Right. He's known for it, that he does the cussing all the time.
And about halfway through Letterman, Letterman brings up the topic, so you're not drinking anymore. And he says, you know, in that, you know, that Cockney way.
Right.
You know, no, I'm not drinking anymore. But he said he stopped drinking 6 months ago. He might start drinking again anytime, but he has stopped drinking. Okay. So I had already heard this story one time on the Letterman show.
Right.
I'm watching the Today Show this morning, and Matt Lauer says, I understand. And also when he was on Letterman, he said something very interesting. Letterman said, are you an alcoholic? And he said, no, I'm just a guy with a problem.
Okay.
Hello.
Michael Mara.
He's my hero.
So he's on the Today Show, and Matt Lauer says, understand that you're not drinking anymore. And he says, yeah, it's been 6 months. And some stagehands... like this.
But the audience didn't applaud?
No. This was on the Today Show this morning.
On the Today Show.
So
right.
Matt Lauer's doing the more serious interview with him.
Right.
But at one point, Matt Lauer's sitting there in the director's chair, and he's got his legs crossed in that Matt Lauer way.
Right.
And he's trying to be casual yet macho, you know, that whole, thank God Couric's gone, and it's my show now.
The tough guy.
Send Ann Curry to Beirut and let her talk for 30 seconds and then give me the whole friggin' show.
Right.
So he says, and you're not drinking anymore. And Colin Farrell says, it's been 6 months. And then you hear some members of the cast or crew, maybe even people who are out there in the audience, their studio audience, going,
a little support.
It's a smattering. And he says, well, it's obvious that they give an ass. And it was such a grand moment. Now, I've got TiVo.
Right.
And I've got the ability to record right from a TiVo, onto my disc.
And, I mean, they've got a delay, don't they? Don't they have some kind of delay?
I guess they don't. Here's the problem, though. Because I had so many guys at my house this morning. Mm-hmm. This thing happened. I said, oh, Christ. I didn't even call Rob about it. I thought, I'll just leave it on this channel.
Right.
I'll go back and I'll boink, 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 boink. You know, with the TiVo, you go back and it's there.
Uh-huh.
Well, as it turns out, I left it on channel 4 and came back about an hour later, and wanted to back it up, and realized that the TiVo only backs up an hour.
Yep.
And then
you lost the whole thing.
I'd been away, and it was right at the very end when it was just Matt Lauer who said, all right, well, good luck. It's good to see you. We'll be back. This is today on
NBC. The way to do it would be, as soon as he did that, would have been to hit the record button.
Then
it saves it permanently.
Mm-hmm. I know, but it was one of those things, you know, I walked out of the room, and I thought, I can come back and do this later and just burn this right under the disc myself. If anybody's got the tape, I'm sure on the West Coast feed of the Today Show,
they edited it out.
That it's gone.
That's too funny, though. That's his M.O., that he's got a potty mouth.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing very well, thank you.
Good. Hey, I think Colin Farrell was on Saturday Night Live last year, and he dropped the S-bomb right at the end of the show, too, and it got through the censors also.
You know, Colin Farrell, the one thing I know about him, I think really the best English-American accent that I've ever heard. You see him in a movie when he's speaking like an American guy, you cannot tell. And then it's amazing to hear him when he speaks with his native dialect.
Yep, you're right about that.
Especially when he says the S word.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. That's almost as funny as seeing a brother with a really heavy British accent.
Right.
I'm sorry, that still makes me laugh.
I know. You still just, you know, if go back over see... those Lennox Lewis tapes all the time.
Well, mate, I tell you what. If ape is inevitable, stay back and enjoy it.
Who's ready for a rumble?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I was calling about Colin Farrell. I didn't see him on the Today Show, but I seen him on the Big Reed Show. If you got TiVo and you got a chance to get the interview from the Reed Show, you should get the one from there because he was pretty funny on there.
Say the Reed Show?
Yeah, you know Reed Sylvan.
That's what we in the fan club call it. The Reed Show.
The Reed Show.
Right.
Well, I think it's kind of an insult to Kelly Ripa.
And
who watches for that skank?
Anyhow, all the women in the audience were just fawning over him, and Kelly Ripa.
You know what I like? I'll see you at the meeting when we eat our Reed cheese. And that's where we each take our own body cheese.
Right.
That is accumulated while we've watched Reed, and we roll it into little Reed cheese balls. And at the meeting, we all eat our own Reed cheese.
Yeah, it's a ceremony. It's almost like a ritual. Ritual sacrifice.
And whenever Kelly is on, we all go, oh, get the flat-chested Peter Pan off TV.
Skank, 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 skank.
No, oh, you cooties. More Regis, please.
The Reed Show.
More shots of Regis's hands.
Just Reed. How about Dan? Just Reed. That'll be the name of the show. Reed.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah. Tell Mike.
I'm right here, sir.
Tell him yourself.
You actually got right through to the air studio.
Retired.
Wow, that's crazy. I never had that done.
Crazy, baby.
No, Colin Farrell's from Ireland.
Yeah.
No, you said he was English. I was just.
No, I said the English. English is the language we speak here in the United States. So when I said English, like, American,
you should have said American.
I was just saying, because Mike, you know, Mike's a big Irish guy. So
yeah, no, I appreciate that, but I didn't know that he was from Ireland. I know he's a big Irish.
Cool.
And let's give Ireland back to the Irish.
Ah, amen. Yes. I agree.
Let's do that.
Why not? It's the same old thing since 1916.
Mm-hmm. Zombie, 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 be, 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 be.
You're so Irish. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Desire.
Go, Ireland. Yes, sir. Donnie says it looks like Pennsylvania.
It does. We were there.
Yes, we
were. I said to Mike, really, if you close your eyes and just look out the window and think, I'm driving like through Latrobe, Pennsylvania.
And then I closed my eyes and the side view mirror exploded.
Oh, God. Damn.
He's afraid to open his eyes.
That was
one
scary.
Slight traffic mishap while driving in a foreign country.
Very minor.
10, 15 years ago, you don't let it go.
That was, I don't let it go. It was emblazoned into my brain.
You don't let it go.
Flying right. Over the quaint.
Well, let's just have a little recap of what happened this morning at Mike's house.
Don't come in, Carla. I'm not doing nothing in here.
Yield doors.
Don't come in. Don't come in.
Stay away. Boy, it's so hard to keep that door shut with one hand.
I don't know about Channel 593. I know nothing about... Of course I want you. Yes. Yes, I did it on Thursday. I did it on Thursday.
Oh, what's up, babyface?
That's exactly. Were you there? That's exactly how it went with my metal door to my bedroom. My metal door that sounds strangely like a locker.
Your panic room.
My panic room.
Press the button. The J.O. room.
Your panic room. When we come back, Mike.
Yes.
It's the craze sweeping the nation. Mm-hmm. I am not sure exactly how we will handle this.
Okay.
There's a website called Hitler Cats.
Oh, dear.
And these are cats. These are little kitties
right.
That look like Hitler.
Wow. This might be one of our rare serious interviews.
Or.
Yeah.
Or.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Who knows?
You never know.
Right.
It's dealer's choice.
Hitler cats.
Hitler cats.
Hitler cats.
These aren't like musicians, right?
No. These are no cats. No daddy-o. Okay. These are actual cats. When I was on the site earlier today, they've got like 100 of them. You just click and, you know, the slideshow goes through. It's like a Persian cat that's got a white face, and it's got what they've all got is the Hitler mustache.
Yes.
They've all got, right, Rob?
Yeah, they're great.
Gee, I wonder how he stumbled upon that.
I was on the mailing
list. You know, when you Google that word enough, you'll find anything.
I don't like cats.
So we'll be back.
Number 4, Arbitron Rated. The Don and Mike Show.